The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media.
Hey guys, it's me, Kimberly. I wanted to, before I formally do my introduction, I wanted to stop in and let you know that we have rebranded the podcast. So what was formerly many other podcast names, let's see, it was Diamonds and Coconuts, it was the Kimberly Lovey podcast, then it was Motherhood Interrupted. And since we are in a new season of life, there is a new podcast name. I'm keeping everything the same in terms of all of our amazing past episodes, just because I'm really proud of all 112 episodes that we previously published. And if you haven't listened to them, they definitely have a lot of incredible interviews, subject matter, and we talk about so many different topics that are just impactful, and I definitely want to preserve those. So with that, I am going to now share with you and unveil our new podcast name, which is Level Up with Kimberly Lovey. And I want to also give you kind of the behind the scenes of what's been going on. So the last couple episodes, I was sharing with you guys, there's a lot happening. There's so many moving parts. I can't wait to share it with you. And so basically, I have launched a new podcast network, as I previously stated. And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's basically like, think of it as like an umbrella of podcasts. So there's going to be multiple podcasts that my company, Iconic Nation Media, supports. And the reason for that is because I want to be able to make a bigger impact through podcasting, and it's truly something I'm passionate about. I want to elevate voices. I want to elevate diverse voices that matter. I want to have a bigger reach and bigger impact in my life. And I hope that you have the same goals for yourself, which is to really be your best version of who you are and make the biggest impact, whether that is in a role of being a stay-at-home mom, you're a dad, you don't have kids, whatever the case is, whoever you are today, this podcast and the essence of who I truly am as a person is I'm always evolving and I'm always searching to better myself. I'm taking risks and I want that connection with all of you as well. So Iconic Nation Media is the podcast network. We are rapidly onboarding many podcasts, and almost to the point where I've had to actually slow down onboarding because it's a lot. And so, yeah, that's basically Iconic Nation Media. And then another reason why I rebranded my podcast is a couple things. So first of all, my friend Abby Query and I launched our new podcast, which I'm sure by now you know, it's called Welcome to the Neighborhood. I love it. And that's really more of a parenting podcast, and it's fun, it's lighthearted. We still hit on some more serious topics kind of along the way, but to me, that's more like kids and family and parenting genre, whereas I really felt like it's important for me to have some carved out place where I can connect directly with you and have more of our one-on-one discussions and talk about just different matters, life subjects, and things that come up that I get really compelled to share with you guys. A lot of you are my friends, you're my family, and you're also my listeners, and I feel like we have a great bond, and I don't want to lose that. So I'm preserving that through this rebranded podcast. And in addition to our one-on-one discussions, I have a lot of really amazing friends, and they're not necessarily parents. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but I have a lot of amazing friends that have done really amazing things. And some of them have sold companies for hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm not even joking. And I'm not saying that to be like, look how fabulous my friends are. But I really want to be able to have a place where I can bring my friends on that have some amazing stories. And I want to unpack those stories. I want to really get to the heart of how they overcame adversity. I want to hear about risks they've taken. I want to hear about like their mental strength. I want to hear about just the management of their team, building teams, leadership, all these different facets. And that's another big part of who I am. Outside of being a mother, I'm also very much a business person. And so to me, this is really more of the place where I'm going to talk about mindset and business leadership and overall just self-improvement. Additionally, if there are things around, say, fitness or health, I want to be able to bring on experts and speak to somebody, you know, even beauty topics, Botox, you know, fitness stuff, diet, all of these different subjects, I need a home for them. And I think that home is going to be here. Now, Abby and I on our podcast will separately have guests. But again, the nature of the discussions are going to be very different. And I think over time, you'll get a flavor for kind of what the differences are. But this one is not a co-hosted podcast. It's really just mine and yours for us to keep and for us to continue to motivate each other, inspire each other. And, you know, I'm always just trying to level up. And I know so many of you come to me with, you know, thank you for this inspiration, or you really just get, you know, like a lot of people were like, oh my God, thank you for talking about your fitness journey because I finally got myself up and started working out again and I'm feeling so much better. And like, there's been a lot of people impacted and I feel so good about that. And I definitely want to continue on just like the overall motivation. And I think I want to impart to you guys, you know, and I hope I'm showing you by leading by example. So less talking, more doing. I'm hoping that I'm demonstrating to you guys, to my friends, to my family, and, you know, especially to my children that, why do I feel like I'm crying? I don't know. Sorry. It's important to me that I'm showing my children and my friends and family to take risks, take chances. Don't be afraid to move differently in this life. And it's really important that we don't just settle for average in our lives. And look, if you're 100% content with exactly where you are, that's fine. And I'm sure there's various facets of your life that you'd like to continue to improve. So it doesn't mean it has to be a huge, massive shift or anything. But I think the overall message that I'm trying to impart is like, if you feel that you're meant for something greater, there really is a reason. And it's really hard and scary to be able to rip off the Band-Aid and dive in head first and say, I'm doing this, and to own it and to do it and not just talk about it. So for some of you, maybe it's starting a business, maybe it's starting a workout routine, maybe it's something bigger, like a relationship thing, maybe it's, you know, pursuing an IVF journey, right? Like there's so many, maybe it's moving, maybe it's eliminating toxic friendships, whatever those changes are that you know deep down that you need to be making in your life, this is your home for that inspiration and support, because life can be incredibly challenging. And I don't think we share enough of some of those challenges. And I've really mulled this over, like, how come no one prepares you for like situations that are tough as you're getting into, say, your 40s, for example, like your parents aging and, you know, becoming unwell, for example, you know, whether it's big or little. There's so many ugly parts of life. And I think people don't really talk about it as much because it's kind of a downer, right? But at the same time, I think that having the hard discussions are so productive, whether it's on a podcast or even just in your home within the boundaries and confines of your own home. Like having hard conversations is so important. And the reason why it's important is because so much of us are suffering with our mental health silently and we're taking on the world. And that truly does manifest into illnesses that clinically and factually, it's a proven fact that having stress hormones like cortisol and carrying those stress hormones for too long actually makes you sick. So I just want to say that as you improve and get better in your life, don't be afraid to have hard conversations. I think we're going to have hard conversations here. And the idea is that, you know, the hard conversations, one, make us feel sane sometimes, just hearing it from someone else going, okay, it's not just me. And like, okay, that's helpful to hear other people are experiencing these crazy feelings or thoughts that I've never had before. Whatever stage you're in, right? And I just think it's very healing for us to connect on deeper levels like that. So this isn't going to be like a woe is me type thing at all, but I'm also not going to shy away from the hard questions, from the hard discussions, and be real with you guys. And I hope that in doing this, you see my leadership and it sparks something inside of you to be a leader in your own home, in your own business, in your own community, whatever, you know, whatever communities you're involved with, you know, being a leader, being fearless. And a lot of us just kind of sit back and think that we don't really matter and our impact doesn't matter. And it's not true. It's just not true. I was just at this incredible charity event, and it was for this cause around, it's called EB, and it's a skin condition. And Eddie Vedder and his wife, Jill, started it, and his daughter was there, and she was sharing that it's only a team of four of them, and they've raised over $50 million, and they're close to, within the next decade, finding a cure for this horrific skin condition that I knew nothing about. And then my friends, Stephanie and Miguel, took on this cause and did a fundraiser, and they raised several thousand dollars and raised awareness. And so it just, like, it was such an interesting observation for me to sit back and be like, wow, these people are leaders. And like, this is a small group. This is a small team doing big things. And, you know, every single individual that decides to say, hey, I'm jumping in on this, like, truly is like raising awareness, raising money, making a material impact, and not just in a way that sounds so fluffy. You know what I mean? And so I really commend people that are just having the guts and taking the time to make big impacts and do big things. And I just really, it's that kind of leadership that I'm talking about. And my friend Stephanie, I just looked at her. I'm like, what a leader, you know, for her to just self-select and say, no, I'm going to jump in on this. Like, you know, and so this is really a podcast for leaders and people that are really trying to maximize their opportunity to live. I also want to share, I've been really deeply inspired by Kobe Bryant lately. I never had any kind of real, I don't know, connection to him, so to speak, but for whatever reason, I was able to hear a podcast with him, and so much of what he was saying just really rang true to my core of just so many things he talks about, you know, worrying about failure. He talks about worrying about failure and how at the end of the day, you might fail and you might win depending on whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, you can't necessarily control the outcome, but you have to put one foot in front of the other every single day and get better every single day. And I think that is such an unsexy way of being, is like every day truly doing the ugly, unsexy, unglamorous work to get towards your goals. So like a tangible example would be getting up really early and then going on a walk or a run for 20 minutes. It sounds sexy, doesn't it? Like, oh, you're such a hero. You get up early. Like, what a winner. Well, let me tell you, when you do it, it doesn't feel sexy whatsoever. And it's ugly, like running up a hill. It's like you're heaving, you know, you have no makeup on. You don't necessarily look nor feel good. You might be exhausted. So it's really peeling back those layers and getting to the true meat and the character of what it means to make a bigger impact here on this earth while you're here, when you're healthy, when you're able and capable, and when you're motivated, and just, you know, hopefully shaking some of you to wake you up to say, hey, don't fall asleep at the wheel in your life. Wake up. You know, this is not a dress rehearsal. It really is important for you to go out there and be your best and give it your all every day. And so much of that is also related and linked to the way that you maintain and preserve your own energy and take care of yourself. So those topics, anything around that, where it's like, let's talk about the importance of sleeping and going to sleep early and ways to balance that with putting your kids to bed and, you know, what other kinds of mindset things that we need to talk about. Like, you know, something I see all the time is I see people even in my family that I don't think that they protect their energy enough. I don't think that they're good at setting boundaries, right? And we've had these discussions on this podcast, right? So none of this is like super brand new, but I'm just getting really clear about what I want to be speaking to you guys about. on this show. And again, I cannot wait to welcome in so many great people that I know I have the benefit of interacting with in my life. And I want to share them with you because let me tell you, these are people that really do elevate me and they help level me up, and I want them to level you up. So in addition to myself kind of being that resource for you, I really want to bring in a full spectrum of experts across the board. And I'm not going to have interviews every week. It's a lot to schedule interviews every week. And I'm also running a company. So I don't want to spread myself too thin. But I do want to ask you to please rate the podcast and leave comments. It does matter. I also want you to send me a DM, a text at Kimberly Levy on Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch with me, and let me know what topics you do want to talk about. I really want to hear back from you. And I've had so many amazing offline discussions with so many people, and I want to continue those, and I want to really bring your voices forward. So if you have something to say, please do not shy away. Reach out to me, and I appreciate your ears. I appreciate your thoughts, and they matter to me, and your voice matters to me. So yeah, I hope you guys love the new direction of the show. And again, if you're looking for more of like a lighthearted, fun, more parenting driven discussion, don't miss me and Abby. We have the best time together. She's hilarious. And so don't miss that. That's going to be out every Wednesday, and it's Welcome to the Neighborhood. And our Instagram and TikTok handles are at Welcome Neighbors Pod. So I want to plug that. And for this show, just keep it at Kimberly Levy. And yeah, I'll let you know. I think shows are going to be released every week, and I will announce which day. I might keep it Wednesday, but I might change the day because mine and Abby's podcast is also going to be out Wednesday. So I'm thinking maybe more like a Monday or a Tuesday. So let me know if you guys have a preferred day. I'm thinking Monday or Tuesday most likely. All right. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you're just as excited as I am. And look forward to new music, look forward to so much more. My company, we're going to conferences, we're meeting with advertisers. So if you're interested in advertising with any of our shows, we have more shows coming on. And yeah, we're just really excited about making a big impact and connecting with more and more people through this journey. And you know, this is my big risk that I'm taking. I'm going big. This is my dream. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you connecting with me and seeing me for all I am and having us see each other, because that's just what we got going on between us, you know? All right. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day, and make sure to find ways to level up your life, level up in any way you can. And we'll chat again next week.
All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Kimberly Levy and let me know your thoughts about today's show. You can screenshot this episode and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and tag me at Kimberly Levy, and we can share it on our stories. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.